slight decrease. As for the key indicators, I already mentioned that the oil price recorded a fall of 9%. Actually, in the first quarter, it was 95.7. Unfortunately, now it is even lower. But in futures, we see a gradual increase, and we hope that the price will resume its regular trend. So now we can find different forecasts. Some foresee the and it will go back to the level of 90-95%, or we can see the forecast of 65%. So this is quite a spread due to geopolitical uncertainties. And regarding our revenues from sale, they were at the level of 92.3 billion, which is 60% lower than last year. EBITDA is 8.5 billion dinars. Net profit, as I said, is at the level of 1.5 billion dinar. As for the OCF, it is minus 6.2 billion dinars. I will explain later what is the reason. As for CapEx, it is at the level of 5.5 billion dinar in the first quarter, and our bank debt is at the level of 540.4 billion dinars. Now we can see the indicators for Petrokemya here. In the first quarter, we have 30% lower production output and refining of the virgin naphtha. This is mainly due to downtime of HIPO due to the turnaround and repairs, because we had the project to improve reliability of boilers. And this is the cause of this fall, and we planned to increase the refining and the output by the end of the year. As for the microeconomic conditions, the price of these products is at a lower level, and this affects the performance results. So EBITDA in the first quarter was 1.8 billion dinar, and net profit 2 billion dinars. So these indicators are related to the petrochemistry. We hope they will resume their stable trend, and this will probably happen in 2026, 2027, according to the current forecast. Some plants are planned to be closed, so we should balance that should lead to balance between demand and offer, and this will affect stabilization of prices in the upcoming period. That will not happen probably in the current year, but this is a long-term horizon, so we expect it in 2026, 2027. So this according to the consultant analysis, it will take about 2 or 3 years, because this is how the cycle goes. So this is significantly uncertain, but we will see.
As for the market of motor fuels, we see here the increase in consumption in all the countries of the region, and in our country, we have a notable drop in the consumption of motor fuels. I know, and that I mentioned the reason for this slowdown is slowdown in growth of the economy and weather conditions as well. They are worse than last year in the first quarter, and that also had an impact to the total motor fuel consumption. In the first quarter, the consumption of petroleum products in Serbia is 3% lower. This reduction of consumption was affected by the import of the fuel, which was mainly for the agricultural use in agricultural season. And due to weather conditions last year, there was earlier sowing and better atmospheric conditions. Today, it influenced the reduced consumption this colder weather in the first quarter. And the consumption of gasoline is slightly in increase, but the total result, the total growth was not as big as last year. As for a retail market, we see here the drop and decrease of 2%. The reason is the same. The agricultural season is different because the consumption of fuel by agricultural producers is reduced. Also, seasonal traffic, which was slightly in lower scope, in lower range, and probably due to prices. Transit traffic influences a lot on prices. And whether it is more favorable or not favorable in comparison with other regional areas or countries that affected the result on the market. As for the region, Bosnia-Herzegovina, we have the increase of in number of petrol stations by 42, total market increase by 22.5%, and retail market is a decrease of 10%. In Romania, still 19 petrol stations are in operation. Total market dropped by 0.4%, and a retail market 0.7%. As for Bulgaria, 22 petrol stations were operating in the first quarter. Total share on the market 3.5% and 2.4% share in the retail market, lower than last year. Not a big deal.